The annual session of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference is an important occasion for political advisors giving suggestions on various political and social issues. But the real challenge lies during the other 340 days of the year. 54-year-old Pan Lusheng is the president of Shandong University of Art and Design. As a political advisor at this year's annual session, Pan says he spent most of his time doing field studies before drafting his proposals.
我每年的这个时间基本上是参与全国政协民众。
I spent most of my time this year on field trips organized by the CPPCC Ethnic and Religious Committee, Chinese Folk Artists Association, and some major projects of national funds.
As an art master, what Pan Lusheng cares about most are issues related to inheritance and protection of artisan craftsmanship in rural China.In the past 30 years, his footprints have covered more than 300 villages around China, and he has saved 120 kinds of traditional handicrafts. In this year's annual government work report, Premier Li Keqiang has noted the concept of the craftsmanship spirit, aiming to encourage a spirit of striving for the best and more higher qualified products.Pan Lusheng says such craftsmanship spirit widely exists in ethnic groups and rural China.
2 years ago, I went to the southwestern Wuming-shan mountainous area for field studies. We have witnessed rich folk art resources in the poor and remote area, such as battle Gingguezhou lacquers made by the Yi ethnics in Lingshan and Sichuan. All were exquisitely made. The craftsmen are skilled. Their pureness and concentrations on the arts touched me, but they were limited by their inconvenient traffic conditions.
How to better preserve rural culture and improve people's livelihood at the same time is a global topic. Besides the annual session, Pan also participates in bi-weekly consultation sessions of the advisory body, during which he has some chances to discuss the cultural protection issue. These sessions were first put forward by top political advisor Yu Zhengsheng in 2013 and have gathered more than 1,000 political advisors and experts in the discussion.To ensure that those opinions put forward can carry weight in the decision-making process, leading officials from government are also invited. Pan Lusheng says the sessions play an important role in the top advisory body's work.
The atmosphere was relaxed and we gave speeches without a prepared text. All we talked about were the realistic and the pragmatic. I think it provides us a better way to perform our duties and help the CPPCC play a better role of political consultation.
Unlike motions from National People's Congress legislators, Pan Lusheng's proposals in the CPPCC are not legally binding and only serve to advise the governing body.With positive answers received after submitting his proposals, Pan says their soft check on government is unnecessary.
I'm deeply touched that almost all my proposals were answered by the authorities. They gave me answers in detail, such as what they have done and what should be done in the future.
More than 10 billion yuan worth of government funding has been poured into a nationwide project to preserve the rural culture across China with significant cultural value. Through proposal after proposal, many political advisors hope to set the wheels of change in motion in China. As a political advisor insists on a down-to-earth working style, Pan Lusheng calls for improving the quality of the proposals.
是不是现在要求这个提案要精准？
We were asked to submit fewer but better proposals, and I think that's right. And only through enough in-depth study and research can we better solve these problems.
Pan says he hopes the advisory body plays a bigger role in government, particularly in supervision. He believes his work as a political advisor can help to make a better society slowly but surely. For CRI, I'm Niu Honglin.